Good afternoon.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Episode 72. 73. Episode 73. Coherence. Welcome back, Jesse. Thank you for doing this again. Sorry I'm late. A little bit of technical issues, which is not important at the moment. But we're here and now. We're talking.
We are talking. It's good to hear your voice. It's been so long.
Yeah,
I was worried that tonight I wouldn't be able to hear it, but we're good to go.
What's going on in your on your side of the bridge?
Since the weekend, I have been sick, or just I would say I'm basically over it. Well, I'm mostly over it now. So yeah, that was pretty fun. It's like the flu, basically.
You sound terrible.
Oh, thank you very much. And, yeah, so I've been laying in bed for a good 3 or 4 days there. Today was my first day back at work. It went fine. And, yeah, I didn't do much of anything, really. Just was kind of laying in bed, didn't watch any movies. Just kind of doom scrolled on social media and watched YouTube videos.
So yeah, that's so been much my reality. Time to watch movies.
I know. I just wasn't in a movie mood. Movie mood. What about you? Were you movie mooding it up?
I watched one movie.
Which movie did you watch?
It's a movie called Quiz Lady.
Quiz Lady?
Yeah, Quiz Lady. It stars Will Ferrell playing an Alex Trebek type character.
Mm-hmm.
And Awkwafina goes on his game show in order to save her dog.
Sounds terrible.
6.5 out of 10.
Really?
It wasn't bad.
That 10-second synopsis, well, it wasn't really a synopsis. Well, I guess it sort of was. That wasn't selling it. But a 6.5, hey, we take those.
Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek, Awkwafina as somebody who wants to be on the show that he's on.
That's so not like it. Does this count as like an SNL movie? Because Alex Trebek, I mean,
no.
Will Ferrell.
No, he doesn't play that character. Yeah.
He doesn't, but it's doesn't play a that character. Alex Trebek. It's a different Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, other than that, you know, not a whole lot going on. Naturally, it's November now. It's colder.
Just this, that, and a box of glow sticks, as they say.
Can you see the time scrolling up for you on the recording?
Yeah.
When I finish this sentence, could you tell me what time that you see?
3:24.
Okay. Last week, we had a big delay issue. I was just seeing if we also have a big delay issue, but I don't think so.
Okay, that's great. No technical difficulties. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just think. What's going on? What's going on in the world? You read any newspapers lately?
Snoop Dogg has given up smoking weed.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's cool.
And that's what he said on Twitter anyway, but who knows? He could be lying.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
It's his whole persona.
That is his whole life, yeah. I'm can't be, looking can't. At the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really in the news.
Right.
Sydney is considering reducing the speed limit on neighborhood roads to 30 kilometers per hour. That's cool.
I thought we were planning on doing that here. I thought there was talks about that.
You got to do in Sydney first.
Right. That's always the test city.
BC Ferries looking to sell some of their boats.
Well, that's great because they have an abundance of boats. I mean, they never cancel sailings. There's never any technical issues, so you wouldn't want to have backups. Certainly not.
Well, they're retired ferries.
Just retire them. They've had a long, long career, and I would love more ferry delays. That's my favorite thing about living on the island. Being slave to BC Ferry schedule.
Okay.
Do I sound like a typical person that would call into your to you when you were working at BC Ferries?
Yeah, I haven't worked there for 3 years, but yeah, that sounds about right.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
So I just Googled fun fact of the day, and Google gives you a fun fact of the day.
Okay.
Do you want to hear what the fun fact of the day for today is?
Is it possible to morph the fun fact of the day?
The typical grain mixture for bourbon, known as the mash bill, is a minimum of 51% corn, with the remainder being wheat, rye, and or malted barley. A mash bill that contains wheat instead of rye produces what is known as a wheated bourbon. Did you eat anything interesting when you were sick?
Did I eat anything interesting while I was sick?
Yeah, like a lot of soups.
I did eat a lot of soups. I was a bit of a soup man, soup guy. It's just like salty water, isn't it, really? Hot, salty water?
If you could have any sandwich made for you mm-hmm. in the entire world, what would you have on your sandwich?
A fried bologna sandwich.
That's so weird.
With mustard. Just like four slices of bologna fried in a pan in butter on some normal ass white bread with a bunch of yellow mustard. That sounds like a dream come true right now.
Yeah, I think I'd have Black Forest ham.
That's weirder. That's boring. Mine's interesting. Mine was something you would never, ever, ever even fathom. Black Forest ham is like the first deli meat I think of.
Yeah, maybe it'd be like a Philly cheesesteak or something.
Would you rather every time you took a shower, it was only ever salt water and cold? Or every time you slept, you were woken up half an hour earlier than what you had planned every time?
Well, the second one is my life, but living with cats.
But then it would be a half an hour before that.
I wake up so much throughout the night that it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Easy.
So you pick that one.
Easy peasy.
Shampoo squeezy.
Do you know how many leaves are in a pound of black tea?
How many leaves are in a pound of black tea? Yes, I do. Would you like me to tell you? Are you asking me? Or do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
Okay. Well, I'll divulge that to you as well. It's 700.
It's more than that.
Oh, did you say a pound?
Yeah, I said a pound.
Oh, my mistake. It's 1,400.
Close. It's 2,000.
Yeah. I thought you were going up by thirds. I gave you a third, about a third of a pound, then two thirds of a pound, then a full pound.
I get jealous of people who are sick because I haven't been like proper sick in years, like since before COVID. That like I've just been working this whole time, these 3.5 years with no excuse for some time off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like I want to get sick just so I can have an excuse to take a few days, you know?
I remember messaging you last week and you said you were off from work because you were sick.
I took one day one day, but it wasn't that sick.
Okay.
It was like I need to take a day off.
Right.
It's like a mental health break.
Mental health. Keep feeling a little, spread too thin. Like butter over too much bread.
Have you ever been to France?
Have I ever been to France? No, I have not. I've been to Iceland. That's as close as I've gotten.
Do you know what their national anthem is called?
Probably like French fries are delicious.
Close. I don't know. Just thought maybe you know.
How do you know I'm close if you don't know what the answer is? Like, how do you know I'm not right?
It probably has the word French in it.
Mine does. French fries are delicious.
The last thing I'm going to ask you is, do you know your periodic table?
Decently well, I suppose. I would say, like, okay.
What is the first on the periodic table, the first element?
Nitrogen.
Ooh, hydrogen.
Right.
Good try.
Okay.
I looked up a list of like the top, like the worst people of all time.
Okay.
Who do you think would be on the top of the list of the worst people of all time?
Hitler.
Yeah, you're right. It was Hitler. Okay. Well, do you want to get into it?
Do I want to get into why Hitler was a bad guy?
No, to the movie of the week.
Oh, yes, I do want to get into the movie of the week.
Coherence. 2013, I looked up what the word coherence means, I guess, present tense. Systematic or logical connection or consistency. And that is the movie.
That is the movie, the definition? It's like a 5-second movie. Yeah.
Well, it was like a 90-minute movie, but...
Oh. Okay.
Since I assume you watched it recently, what were your thoughts? What were your first impressions?
At the very beginning of the movie, it was like I was just sitting in on a dinner party. It was like the people weren't even acting, you know?
We'll get into that for sure.
And it was kind of like, okay, these are just people. It's like they've hidden cameras and people are just talking about their lives. It's not really acting. And then I was like, and then I got anxious because I'm like, I don't like dinner parties. This shit sucks. I hate talking to groups of people. So I was like, that was my experience with the first part. It's like, I don't like this. And then it started getting interesting. And I was like, okay, this is not real life. It started getting good when it was not real life anymore.
Okay. End of sentence?
That's the end of my sentence, yeah. Whoa! I'm really loud all of a sudden. That's better. Sorry.
So instead of scripts, the actors only received a small paragraph as their goals for the day. So it was a very natural improvisationally film. Shot over 5 nights. So there's a lot of genuine reactions. It made you really feel like you were there having a dinner party with your weird pals.
Right.
The only actor that I recognized was the guy from Buffy. Mike, I believe his name was.
Right, you were saying a guy from Buffy. Mm-hmm.
The lead actor, the woman, Emily, I didn't like very much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of annoying. Not all that great. Wasn't a big fan. Couldn't cheer her on.
What I liked about the guy who played Mike was that he, in real life, I'm just finding out, he was charged with domestic violence.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, twinsies. He's been arrested many times, apparently. Perhaps not the nicest of dudes.
Before or after 2013?
That's a great question. I do feel like that sort of comes through just on his, in the movie. I don't know. He wasn't a very nice guy in the movie, was he?
No.
But I guess that doesn't necessarily mean you're not a nice guy in real life. Those two aren't the same.
He has a twin who
does he
was in the film playing Mike when there was two Mikes.
So they didn't have to do any weird editing. It's just like, let's just get them both in there.
Yeah, the budget very small for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was filmed in like the director's real house.
That would make sense. Yeah, I guess there wasn't really much in here to warrant a budget, I suppose. No real effects. A Band-Aid here, a Band-Aid there, a glow stick. You know, yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah. Did it give you any Primer vibes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think maybe with this one, it started getting... Like, it was just like a normal dinner party. And then things started getting like a little odd. And then from the moment where it got like a little odd to like a bit more odd, I was hooked. I liked that part. And then it started getting what I felt was like a little too much. Which right. I don't know if I really got that with Primer. But this one, I just kind of was like, okay, now we're really laying into it. And it's just kind of, and then I thought it was getting maybe a little silly. I don't know if you felt that. I don't know. From when you were talking about this last week, it sounded like you really enjoyed this one. So I'm not trying to be a hater.
No, I understand. Like, I think probably the point where it got silly was either like as the two Michaels are beating each other up or right before that.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the ending, the ending was a bit. When like she was walking around all these different houses.
Yeah.
Maybe the ending could have been a little bit better. But yeah. You're not being a hater. You're being a critic.
I did like aspects of the ending. Not to get too much into like what my score might be. But I did actually like that part. Where she was going to the different houses. And it looked like she was kind of trying to find like the best one. So she was the one she was in was clearly, you know, falling apart. And then she found the one that was basically like everyone seemed the most normal. She's like, that's the one I want. I kind of like that part. But then after that, it kind of had the ending that I figured it would. The ending didn't surprise me.
Right.
So I felt like maybe. Yeah, I knew that. I was like, oh, yeah, by the end of it. It's going to be all over, but really, it actually did happen. It's like, yeah, I saw that coming. So a little uninspired.
Something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was, okay, so obviously I've told you that Mike,
mm-hmm.
The actor, was on Buffy.
Yeah.
In the film, Mike played a character on the TV show Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Roswell, a real show.
Oh.
Yeah, like I said, look it up. Aliens, good show.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. I've never seen it. But perhaps that was an early hint showing the different realities at play.
Right.
Ooh. I didn't watch it twice, but I think this movie, much like Primer, deserved a second watch just so you can kind of go back and see. Like, the director cut to black a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
At specific times. And I think there was probably a reason for that.
I also would have, I thought the same thing too when it ended for when Hugh and Amir like first come back, you know, and it's not actually them.
Yeah.
like, I wonder if there was actually hints that I could have picked up on without being told it. So there was a couple times where I was like, I wonder if I missed that. And this, now the movie's like sort of babying me. It's okay, here's what you missed.
Right.
But yeah, this one, but I will say this one, it was definitely more, it was easier to follow than Primer, that's for sure. Primer was like, I needed to do some research when the movie was over to understand what the hell happened.
Yeah. Math and science. Mm-hmm. This one's just like notes and band-aids.
Notes and band-aids.
Darkness, comets.
That you actually brings up a point that I didn't like, which was when they were talking about the box, and then they were trying to, when they were assigning like numbers and stuff to the pictures, they're like, let's make it random. Because random means that it'll be different here from where it is over at the other houses. It's like, okay, that makes sense. Roll die, that makes sense. That's random. But then they're like, oh, let's pick something random to put in, like a coaster or a napkin or a stapler. There was a bunch of different ones. But like, that isn't random. Like picking something, I don't know. Like they screwed up what random means.
Yeah, I guess because
like they weren't, you don't pick something at random unless you're like blindfolded and you're not, and you're spun around and then you just put your hand out and you touch something. They're just like, oh, how about this thing? But like, that's a conscious decision that the other person would make in the other house. Whereas rolling a die is not you can't influence that really. So that part, I thought they kind of fucked that up, but
I'm not being a hater.
I thought the acting was fine, maybe a little overacted at times. Especially, I didn't like, for a nitpick, I didn't like Lori very much. And Beth. Lori and Beth I found a little distracting. I think they're overdoing it.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. Another thing, real quick, I found, like, this might not necessarily be true. You may not think this at all. I found that all the male characters, I kept getting them mixed up. Not so much Hugh, and maybe not so much Amir either, but Kevin and Mike, I don't know. And then I thought, I kept focusing on, like, are they switching up who's dating who, and they're trying to, like, mess with me? Like, I don't know, isn't it? It probably wasn't intentional. This is my own fault. But I kept getting the male characters mixed up because I felt like they looked alike.
It was a little confusing at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she was on the phone in the car before she came in.
Right.
I didn't know what that was about. And then you know, he ended up coming and then they were dating people previously. Yeah.
Yeah, I got mixed up by that too. Yeah. So I was wondering, I was trying to figure out, like, was that on purpose that they were, it was kind of confusing, but I think I'm just stupid.
You're not stupid, you're just sick.
I'm sick and stupid. It's the two S's.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun movie, you know, a good brain twister.
It was different. It was a fairly tense at times. But I also felt like there wasn't enough like tense leads to danger moments. Like it was like kind of like tense and then nothing came of it. Tense, nothing came of it. There was not enough conflict. There was a lot of like ideas of conflict, but they didn't happen.
Right. But maybe that was the conflict. Whoa. Them against themselves.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, has a high rating and people seem to like it, so
it's different.
You didn't waste your time.
Yeah, it's different.
Good.
Very
so
good.
So many Nicolas Cage movies we can do.
Right, you have to venture out here and there. The next movie I'm picking for next week is out there. Let's put it that way. You're not going to see it coming.
Like in space?
They might go to space. I don't know.
Oh, Muppets again?
No.
Leprechauns? We know they go to space.
Right. Fourth one. Yeah, I think that's all I the major points I want to hit. I hit them, smacked over the head, give them the old gut shot. Anything else you want to say?
No. Watch the movie if you haven't already. Stop the podcast and go watch the movie. It's too late. We already told you all the good stuff. But
yeah, we told you everything. No, there's lots we didn't say.
Okay. Well,
what's going on over there?
There's just a lot of activity. I'll start with acting.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't feel like actors. Just playing themselves, kind of a little improvisation. So, I mean, you can't really score them on the same kind of scale that we normally do. So, give them a 6.5.
Okay.
Right down the middle-ish.
Yeah, especially the first like 20 minutes, they didn't feel like actors. But then I did find when the drama started happening, things were happening, then it started showing perhaps their acting prowess. And maybe that's when I started seeing the flaws a bit. For me, I'd give the acting a 6.
0.5.
No, just a 6. I don't want to give it that 0.5. Not as much as you. I'm not like you, you see.
How do you feel about the ending?
The ending was predictable. Like I said, I did like the part where she was venturing out, trying to find the best reality, I suppose. But then when she woke up the next day, I knew for sure. It's like, okay, it's going to be signs that stuff actually happened. And I didn't like the ending. Very predictable. I'd give it like a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't that bad, but I thought like that very ending was interesting, where it ended on a cliffhanger. I'm talking to you, but you're right in front of me, not talking to me. So that was cool. Oh, two rings. It's crazy. It left us with a question. So I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
If you had to score this movie out of 10 overall, what do you think you'd give it?
I think I'd give it the score you gave the ending. I'd give it a 6 out of 10. An interesting concept. Quite on the edge of my seat at times. Other times, maybe not so much. Some interesting ideas thrown around there. But I thought maybe they missed the mark at some points. I'll give it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. It's a movie that I've thought about often since I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those movies that, you know, it just stays with you. I like the premise. Watch it again. 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry, okay. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing. There seems to be a whole, there's a ruckus going on.
Yeah, a cat is having the time of his life.
I love that for him.
Okay, so what movie are we watching next week?
Okay. You know how sometimes people in other facets of life who aren't actors sort of dip their toe in, you know? So I'm thinking like, especially maybe athletes, you know? Like we all know that Michael Jordan did Space Jam. And we all know that Shaquille O'Neal did Shazam. And gee, I'm sure there's other ones too. But this particular athlete I did not know that he had dipped his toe, if you will. He's my favorite basketball player of all time.
Kareem?
Not Kareem. Not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Hakeem Olajuwon?
Nope, not Hakeem Olajuwon either. No, this man, his nickname is The Worm. Do you know who The Worm is?
Dennis Rodman?
Dennis Rodman. Did you know that Dennis Rodman has been in movies?
Yeah.
You did know that?
Yeah, I don't know what movies, but I know he's you know, done stuff.
Well, he's been in a little movie with a Mr. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, no.
And not only Jean-Claude Van Damme, Mickey Rourke. Whew, those are some big names. The movie we are watching is the 1997 action-adventure Double Team.
Oh, like the basketball term.
Like the basketball term.
Double Team from 1997.
Yep, this is a movie I did not know existed until 2 weeks ago. And it has been in my thoughts ever since. It's a movie I must see.
Who told you about this one?
Somebody at work. I actually honestly don't remember. It wasn't Greg, I can tell you that much. This movie made money at the box office. What the beep? Columbia Pictures, Sony Pictures, releasing.
The first sentence that I saw from Double Team is that it received negative reviews and was nominated for and received 3 Golden Raspberry Awards. Worst Supporting Actor for Dennis Rodman, Worst New Star for Dennis Rodman, and Worst Screen Couple, Dennis Rodman and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Mickey Rourke plays Stavros, an international terrorist.
Sounds interesting, doesn't it? It's a movie you would never see on your own accord.
This is not going to be on anything, is it?
Certainly not. You probably have to rent it on YouTube. You can buy it probably on YouTube.
You'd get $4.
Anything. Yeah, $3.99. Why not?
Okay. Well, that's fun.
That's what I thought. Dennis Rodman, the king of the hustle. He just hustles. When he's on the court, you can tell he's given 120%. That's what I like about him so much.
So here's an audience review.
Okay.
It doesn't give anything away.
Okay.
In one scene, a shirtless Mickey Rourke brings a stolen baby to a gladiator-esque arena, sits him amongst dozens of miniature crosses that are rigged as mines, then releases a tiger for Jean-Claude Van Damme to fight, all before Dennis Rodman jumps a motorcycle.
What the fuck? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you'll be watching that soon.
I'm even more excited now. That sounds ludicrous.
Is he in it as well?
You know, he might make a cameo. You just never know.
Might be too old for him.
97? Oh, yeah, maybe.
All right, well, I know you're tired, so we'll just do one quick game of box office.
Okay.
And then we'll call it a wrap, get you to bed early for your Friday.
Sounds like a plan to me.
We start with a movie that's made $190 million over 5 weeks from Lazarus. Universal. The date, I didn't tell you. It's March 30th, 2012.
Okay.
It is an animated family movie starring Danny DeVito. 2012, $190 million.
Who put it out?
Danny Universal.
Universal.
Danny DeVito is the actor one. Actor two is Ed Helms, who you may know from the Hangover movies and The Office.
Right.
Zac Efron is Edge number three. A family animated movie starring Danny DeVito. 2012.
What's the tagline?
Meet the original force of nature. I can't say I have any idea.
Well, I guess we gotta hear the plot then.
It made $190 million. Okay. A 12-year-old boy, probably played by Zac Efron, searches for the one thing that will enable him to win the affection of the girl of his dreams. To find it, he must discover the story of the title of the movie, the grumpy yet charming creature who fights to protect his world.
The Lorax?
Do you think I mean, the Lorax would fit.
I have no idea.
Is the Lorax 2012? It is the Lorax. Danny DeVito plays the Lorax.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
No idea. Never saw that.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Next one is Sony Pictures, which, you know, Double Team. 92 million, 3 weeks. It is an action comedy crime movie starring Jonah Hill.
Of course it is. And who's the second person? Is it Channing Tatum?
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. So I'm thinking this is probably 22 Jump Street.
22? No, that would have to be 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Well, okay, it wasn't 22 Jump Street. It was 21 Jump Street. 2012, huh?
22 Jump Street must have come out like 2015 or something.
Okay, well, you win. This one is a movie from Relativity.
Oh, Jesus.
Never heard of it. 18 million in the first week. It's an adventure comedy family fantasy starring Lily Collins.
Do you know who Lily Collins is?
Yeah. She's British. She's Phil Collins' daughter. She is in the Elton John movie, I think. Julia Roberts is the second actress. Armie Hammer, the third one. Not looking good. Ooh, okay, well here the tagline is the Snow White legend comes alive.
No idea.
It's okay. There was a movie with Angelina Jolie in it. That was like Snow White. The villain to Snow White. Start with an M.
Maleficent?
Yeah, but I don't think it was this one because.
No. They don't say Angelina. They don't say Angelina Jolie.
Okay, we'll just skip that one for now.
Okay.
This is a Warner Brothers film, $33 million in its first week.
Mm-hmm.
Another fantasy adventure starring Sam Worthington. Sam Worthington.
Okay. Who else?
You know who Sam Worthington is?
I don't think so.
He's the guy in Avatar.
Oh, okay.
It's not Avatar. Liam Neeson, second actor.
Oh. I thought I had it for just a second.
Voldemort is the third actor.
He was in like some stupid, like something Titans. Like some bad movie about Titans or something. Remember?
Oh, not Wrath of the Titans? Clash of the Titans? Attack on Titan?
I think Clash of the Titans. Wrath of the Titans? I don't know. I think it might be one of those. Although I don't think Liam Neeson was in Clash of the Titans. Try Wrath of the Titans.
It is Wrath of the Titans.
Whoa. Okay.
Where are you pulling these from?
I just knew that about. I knew that guy was in a movie called Clash of the Titans. And then you, and I didn't know a movie existed called Wrath of the Titans, but then you said Wrath of the Titans. And I'm like, well, that sounds somewhat promising.
Yeah. Okay. Number one movie of the week, Lionsgate film, $250 million over 2 weeks.
Jesus.
Another science fiction adventure fantasy. This one's starring Jennifer Lawrence. So we're back to Hunger Games.
Yes. That is definitely a Hunger Games joint.
But it's 2012.
So what? The first one came out in what? 2010 maybe? 2009?
Yeah, maybe earlier.
So
probably not like Mockingjay.
No.
It's like Catching Fire. It's not Catching Fire.
Maybe it is the first one. Yeah, maybe it is.
It's the first one. Okay. It is, yeah.
And that other one, I don't think we have a chance in hell of getting that one.
It's called Mirror Mirror.
Never heard of it.
Nope. Me neither. We did not do so great. 24th percentile.
Yeah. Not our best showing, but we did get Wrath of the Titans.
You did, yeah. You pulled a lot of stuff out of nowhere, it seemed. You just sound like a chipmunk there. Yeah, you now sound like a chipmunk. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, very fast talking, can't understand anything you're saying. It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks, just fun. Yeah, I think on that note though, we'll just stop talking and then we'll just end the episode. Coherence, great movie, great episode. Pretty random, sick episode of Your Mother May Die the Podcast. I'm Josh. He's Jesse. Thank you so much and farewell.